The federal government last week announced investment through the Atlantic Canada Opportunities Agency amounting to over $3 million into St. John's tourism and culture sector. The announcement was made by St. John Kennebecasis Member of Parliament Wayne Long at the Imperial Theatre on Tuesday, June 30th, highlighting funding towards the New Brunswick Museum, the Canada Games Aquatic Centre and the Imperial Theatre itself. The other recipient is the region's growth agency, Envision St. John, to support the delivery of the 2027 World Men's Curling Championships, set to take place in March and April next year. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Gillian McKinnon, Chief Operating Officer and Chief Marketing Officer of Envision St. John, about the funding towards the Curling Championships, as well as the federal investment into the tourism and culture sector of the city as a whole.
Envision St. John, the federal funding was really important in our efforts to attract the 2027 BKT Men's World Curling Championship, which will be held in late March into early April of next year, which we're really excited about. So, one of our mandates is really about the attraction of visitors and events, but not only will visitors benefit from having such a really prestigious international event here, our residents too. So, bringing things that are attracting global attention to our destination is important in our efforts to attract visitors and new people that we'd like to come and, and live in our destination. We also have the benefit of having hosted the event before. So they know Canada Curling as well as World Curling that we're going to deliver an amazing event here. So, you prepare a bid. Do you have the space to host, not only the athletes, but the judges, the spectators, their families that are coming with them from across the world, as well as what interesting experiences can they have when they're here? So, we'll be filling the streets with people into our businesses, our restaurants, our operators, and spreading them throughout the region to see really amazing scenery that they don't maybe have in their own countries.
In what ways will the investment actually be able to be used by Envision for this event?
Part of our efforts will be to ensure that the event is very successful in terms of attracting attendees. So we'll do some marketing to support, the ticket packages that have already gone on sale and are already doing well. But certainly it's an opportunity for us to bring people here for a specific reason, and then we can get them to do other things while they're here as well. Another big part of the event is always a legacy component. So whether that is investing in curling programs for youth or accessibility programs related to curling. So there'll be a legacy component, as well as we'll do some marketing efforts to ensure that we have a great crowd. It's an opportunity to really showcase the destination on a world stage as it relates to our efforts to attract, new visitors to the region. But the other opportunity it presents is an opportunity for people to volunteer. So we have a lot of newcomers who are looking for ways to get involved in the community. Volunteering for an international curling event, what a fantastic way to maybe even learn a new sport, as well as meet a lot of new people, become more familiar with things that are happening within the region, the venues, really driving business for our uptown businesses as well as beyond. So it's a great event overall in terms of quality of life, integrating into a community if you're a newcomer looking for a way to meet people, as well as, the future visitation that we think it will bring just through the global exposure.
We can move on to sort of the other funding. Do you want to talk a little bit about what it is, and maybe we'll move into how it will benefit the city?
The investments made by the federal government into the New Brunswick Museum, the Canada Games Aquatic Centre, and the Imperial Theatre are terrific, because investing in arts, culture, our heritage infrastructure here through the New Brunswick Museum is, again, so important to creating a vibrant community, a place where people want to live, work, do business, make investments here. So we were really excited to see all of these things come to fruition here in the St. John region. In particular, the Canada Games Aquatic Center, that's one where we have played a role in bidding for the Canada Games. So the St. John region partnered with the city of Moncton to go after the 2029 Canada Games. It was really smart to do that partnership together, because it allowed us to build off of infrastructure that was built in for the 85 Games. So, this is a really excellent way that we can make upgrades to our infrastructure for our residents, but not only our residents, for swimmers across the province. We have the only 50-meter pool. We are able to attract a level of events now, but now we can go after national events. We're going to be making changes to the pool and upgrades to the pool that will allow our team, because we have a sales team here at Envision that goes after sport tourism events, to go after some things that perhaps we were not eligible for before. So in terms of the pool, it's going to allow us to really broaden our horizons for the sports organizations that we're speaking to for future events. We are thrilled that the New Brunswick Museum is in the St. John region, and we believe that it offers tremendous opportunity for us to attract people from across the country and beyond Canada to come and learn about the natural and the cultural history that is here in the province of New Brunswick. The investments that are being made at the facility, it's going to be a modern, beautiful, accessible building that we think can really draw more people to our region to actually experience all that Canada's oldest incorporated city has to offer. I mean, we have beautiful historic and heritage assets throughout the uptown, including the Imperial Theater, which is another project that received funding from the federal government. So, you know, the combination of our built heritage, the New Brunswick Museum coming back online, you know, the investments in the Imperial Theater, as well as the other historical things that we have within our region, we really have a very nice package for people who are looking for, you know, that type of either place to call home or a place to visit.
Can you talk a little bit about how the kind of like impact of that sector has changed the shape of the economy of the city?
Investments and things like the New Brunswick Museum and the Imperial Theatre are really important as we look to build a diverse population here in the St. John region. You know, arts and culture, history and heritage are all part of what makes up a vibrant community. And we do know that people are looking for that. So, you know, as we talk to people who are looking to maybe make investments in a business, they're actually asking things like, what can my employees do if I actually want them to come and live in the St. John region? You know, what are the amenities? You know, what is the arts and cultural scene? You know, what is the history and heritage of the region? What are the recreational assets, things like the Canada Games Aquatic Centre, or what are the events that are going on? So this combination of the federal investment really allows us to tick a lot of boxes for people who are looking for a really great destination. As it relates to, you know, the 2027 BKT Men's World Curling Championship is really a terrific opportunity for us as a community to really showcase who we are to the world. You know, whether that's to people who are looking to relocate, people looking to visit, or people looking to invest in a community, we're going to show up in a big way. We have in the past. That's why we were chosen to host the event. We're feeling really great about it. There's a lot of people who have already signed up to volunteer. There's opportunities there for people who are interested in getting involved. You know, the overall investment that the federal government made in the four projects here in the St. John region really illustrates that people believe that arts, culture, recreation, and events really can help drive the economy, create jobs, boost business, and really attract eyes and attention to a region that then creates future opportunities, whether that's business, investment attraction, future visitation.
More information about volunteering opportunities at the Curling Championships can be found via curling.ca and trusteventsolutions.org. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Co for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.